Dictation for David Kessler, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, October 10, 1958, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, consultation Mr. Kessler, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with daughter Jessica, history of recurring urinary tract infection, kidney stones, incontinence of urine, follows with Dr. Liu, L-I-U, locally, diagnosis of prostate cancer, urothelial cancer, underwent prostate resection and right-sided nephrectomy. There has been problems of memory, unquestioned Parkinson's disease. Mobility restricted because of severe lightheadedness. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding. Denies nocturia, stable incontinence, presently no cloudiness of blood, no abdominal or back pain. Chronic neuropathy, bilateral up to the ankles. No ulcerations, no claudication symptoms. Occasionally uses a walker, no discolor of the toes, chronic back pain, no chest pain palpitations, stable dyspnea, no pyrrole material hemoptysis, no use of oxygen. Abnormal is sleep apnea testing, but so far not using the CPAP machine. Sleeps in a recliner, mostly for convenience, back pain, hip pain, denies orthopnea P&D. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-term diabetes, hypertension, at least 20 years, peripheral neuropathy, gastroparesis, is not aware of retinopathy, has obesity, sleep apnea, prior history of deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism at the time of knee surgery. Question Parkinson, a movement disorder and dementia. Seeing Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K. No TIS or stroke, no seizures. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. Prior pneumonia at time of hospital admissions. He's not aware of heart abnormalities. He has kidney stones, calcium phosphate and oxalate. Next paragraph, surgeries, right total knee replacement, prostate and right kidney remove for prostate cancer and ureteral cancer, prior stone removal, cystoscopy, tonsillectomy, gallbladder, skin cancer on the left ear. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies, atorvastatin, Cipro, amlodipine, phenofibrate, all statins. Next paragraph, start smoking age 16, 2 packs per day, discontinued 26 years ago, heavy alcohol, beer until about 5 years ago. No family history of kidney disease. I review medications, albuterol, fish oil, bupropion, vitamin D, Aricept, B12, Timbalta, Eliquis, Flonase, Nurantin, insulin Toujeo, Prilosec, Oxybutynin, Humalog, Viagra, Januvia, Flomax, Seroquel. On a recent hospital admission within the last 6 months because of confusion, Aldactone, Abilify, and Risperdal were discontinued. has been taking also erythromycin for gastroparesis. Next paragraph. Review cysting as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, 284 pounds, 75 inches tall. Blood pressure 100 over 72 on the right, 98 over 80 on the left. Standing on the right down to 72.46. He has Danes cataracts on right and left. Jaw opening is restricted. No respiratory distress. He has decreased hearing. No speech problems. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No palpable neck masses. Sylo lymph nodes or carotid bruise. Obesity of the abdomen. Recent laparoscopic and midline surgery for kidney removal. No major edema. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. Are from April. A urine sample, no blood, trace of protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells, negative cytology for malignancy. Back in March, PSA suppressed less than 0.02, A1C at 8, creatinine historically was between 1.3 and 1.6 beginning April 2024. Before that was 1.0, 1.1. He has the surgery and now creatinine appears fluctuating around 2.2 to 2.3, representing a GFR 2930, stage 3B2-4. A normal sodium, potassium, low normal acid base, bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 200s. Prior hemoglobin close to normal 13.6 in February with a normal white blood cell platelet. At that time, normal thyroid, B12, folic acid, cortisol, morning cortisol without stimulation at 11. I repeat chemistries. The day of visit, May 8th. Creatinine a little bit worse at 2.39, representing a GFR of 29. All other chemistries were stable, PTH not elevated. Ferritin was quite low at 9 with a saturation at 9%. Hemoglobin did drop to 11.6 comparing to February. Is my understanding that after leaving my office today and doing the blood test, he was symptomatically lightheaded, was evaluated in the emergency room, 2 liters of saline was given. Initially, lactic acid was higher. At the time of discharge, was normal. They did 2 blood cultures that has remained negative to this dictation. They did not address the low ferritin and iron saturation, and actually patient also mentioned that the stools were black. Next paragraph. Prior kidney ultrasound in December. The kidney that stays at left side, it is normal size without obstruction. The right kidney has been removed. At that time, there was a small stones. In January, an MRI of the brain with and without contrast was done. Chronic small vessel ischemia, no other abnormalities. In February, a CT scan of the head, no acute process. And in the emergency room, May the 8th, the same day I saw him, no new findings. The recently neurology has done dopamine nuclear medicine scan for the brain, has uniform activity without evidence of dopamine receptor deficiency. Making a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease unlikely. Next paragraph, I want to mention that there is no new echo. The prior one is 2022. At that time, ejection fraction was normal. There were minimal abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has chronic kidney disease. Changes already happened back in 2024, underlying diabetes and hypertension. Since then underwent right side nephrectomy for urothelial cancer as well as prostate resection because of cancer. Most recent PSA remains suppressed. Recent cystoscopy, Dr. Liu, no evidence of cancer. The left ureter is open. Recent images of the left kidney within normal limits. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. This is the new steady state for him, stage 3B to 4. Notice no major activity on the last urine available. He does have urinary incontinence and prior history of infection and prior kidney stones with calcium phosphate. As well as calcium oxalate, 70% phosphate, 20% oxalate dehydrate, 10% oxalate monohydrate. Next number, hypotension with question blood stools and evidence of severe iron deficiency, likely the reason for hypotension, hypovolemia, is following with primary care yourself and recently received saline infusion because of symptomatic, the same day that I saw him in the office. Hemoglobin has dropped from baseline, but is not severe. Next number, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no need for phosphorus binders, PTH elevated, no need for vitamin D 125. We will monitor chemistries over time, follow with the other consultants, cardiology, urology, neurology, endocrinology, and yourself. He is going to need evaluation for occult blood and further testing as needed. End of dictation.